Honey, is that you? Or just another home invader? Hey, I really want to say thank you for making those pancakes this morning. That was such a lovely surprise to wake up to. They were delicious. What did you mix into them? It was so nice to just come into the kitchen and see them all laid out on that plate. It sure beat whatever I was gonna whip myself up for breakfast. Was there a particular reason you decided to do that, or was it just... Oh, you're so sweet. Hey, if the urge ever strikes you again, I just want you to know that I'll be very pleased. And I'm absolutely going to return the favor. First opportunity I get, I'll make you anything you want. Just say the word. Let me put my culinary skills to some use. Anything for you, sweetheart. Hey, come join me on the couch. Come snuggle up to me. Yeah, I've just been looking for some new anime for us to watch. I know the anime you like is very different from the anime I like. But I'm hoping there's something out there with broad enough appeal for both of us to get into. Yeah, I've got a bunch saved. You can look at them later if you want. So, have you played any more Morrowind? Oh, yeah. It's pretty hard to get into by modern standards. There's some mods out there that help with the quality of life, improved graphics, that kind of thing. I could recommend... I know it's a time sink, but I swear, you won't regret it if you stick to it. Please? For me? So when I start chatting your ear off about it, you'll actually have some context for what I'm saying. That game was my everything when I was growing up. Whenever I wasn't in school, I was either playing it or theory crafting on the official forums. Oh god, I miss forums. I know they're still around, but it's just not the same. Video essays? Yeah, I'm not sure about that. I do have the recording equipment, but... You really think anyone's gonna want to watch a dried-up old lady ramble about the lore of old video games? Is that the kind of thing people watch nowadays? You're such a flatterer. Fine. Maybe I'll look into it. Record something short for my channel. Do some editing. See if anyone's interested. Oh, yeah. I finally found my son. He's right here. He's been keeping me company all evening. Look at him. Ain't he cute? Yeah, he's been missing for almost a week now. I was getting worried. But I was going through the closet today and there he was, tucked in a corner. No idea how he got there. I must have put him there at some point. Anyway, he was a little grimy, so I hand washed him. And now he's good as new. My precious boy. Yeah, he's been with me for a long time. I think I bought him when I was a college senior. At campus shop, I saw him on a rack there, and it was love at first sight. I kept him on my desk while I worked, wore him on my backpack. He's been with me through a lot, and yet he never judges me. Not even when I load the washing machine with clean dishes. Speaking of, I still have to do the laundry. I forgot it yesterday. I don't know. I'm not sure I have the energy to go out tonight. Socially or just in general. I'd honestly rather just stay in. Maybe order something from DoorDash. Maybe over the weekend? No, I'm still interested. Don't get me wrong. It's funny. I basically forewent the clubbing scene entirely throughout my 20s. And now FOMO is kicking in, and I feel like I have to experience as much of it as I can before I'm officially too old to be cool. I really did enjoy it, though, last time we went. The music was great, and when I was at the bar, I had a bunch of guys come up to talk to me. Three of them offered to buy me a drink. I know, right? Three whole guys. I'd say that's pretty good going. No, they were young guys. College guys. Way closer to your age than mine. They were very polite. Obviously, I let them all know I was spoken for, but still, it was flattering. Nice to know I still got it. No, not a MILF. Please, I'm not that old. Don't do this to me. But what wasn't so fun was the bartender asking for my ID. I thought I'd be past that, at least by now. Yeah, that's been a problem my whole adult life. The curse of being tiny. What? Oh, you mean that girl you were talking to? No, of course I wasn't worried. No, silly. I'm not so insecure that I'm going to get jealous about you talking to another woman in a club. Especially when I've got guys all over me. No, the real reason I was standing there so awkwardly was that I was checking out her outfit. It was awesome. God. She looked so good in it. Super hot. With those shades and the jeans and that jacket with the embroideries and the shoulders. I wonder if I could pull a look like that off. I mean, if I could afford it. It looked super expensive. He'd like to see me try. Well, I'll have to keep that in mind. You always know how to say the right things. It's what I like best about you. Wow. That and everything else. Here. Let me snuggle you some more. Yeah. Fun as it was, nothing beats snuggling up on a couch with you. Just the two of us. Yes. Hold on, let me adjust. No, it's just my leg was falling asleep sitting like that. No, I'm good. No. Nothing. Looks like your hand is going somewhere. What? No, that's a good thing. Don't apologize. Come on, put it back. I think we've been together long enough that a tiny little titty grabbing is warranted. Turn your head a bit. Just let me mash them into your face. What's the matter, honey? You look like you want to say something. Do you want sex? You want to have sex with me? You know, if you want it, you can just say so. You don't have to do this peacock routine. Seriously, just say it. And if I want it to, I'll say yes. And if I don't, I'll say no. Simple as. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. Couples do have sex. It's been known to happen. Fine. I guess I'll forfeit my precious free time to satisfy your base urges. Hey. Sometimes it feels like maybe you're a little insecure about carnal matters. Even just little things like saying that you want it. And also, you know, your size. And last time you seemed to be trying really hard not to finish first. It seemed like you were really straining. I was worried about you hurting yourself. You know there's nothing wrong with finishing a little early, right? I appreciate the effort, but at a certain point, you just gotta come, you know? Yes, I know the jokes about guys finishing too fast, but you know that's not the real issue, right? What we're really complaining about is guys not taking the time to make sure we get ours too. This idea that male orgasm has to be the grand finale of the experience, so to speak. And we're versatile creatures. There's a lot of ways to make us come. Your ex? What, did she used to make you feel bad about it? And she never gave you any advice on how to please her? Yeah? Just expected you to figure it out? There's no nice way to put this. From everything you've said, she sounds like a real contentious personality.
Yep.
Honey, take it from someone who's been around the block a few times. You are a fantastic lover. No, yes, you are. Because you listen, you know your boundaries, and you respect mine. And yeah, sometimes you have trouble saying what you really want, but it's something you're getting better at. Sometimes sex is just silly, goofy fun, and that's all it needs to be. Nope, I'm not having this kind of talk. Let's get you out of those clothes. Come on. This cock right here is exactly the size it needs to be. I know it's cliche, but how you use it is way more important. And seriously, it doesn't really take that much to fill me up. If it was any bigger, it could get uncomfortable for me. Let me hold it in my hand. Balls, too. God. Remember that time when we put that music on and I tried reading the 40K wiki while I was writing you? And we both just came over and over again. It was so good. I had to put the sheets through the wash several times before all the stains came out. That was when I suggested you could try being on top at some point. And you seemed like you might be interested. You remember? You think you'd like to try? Maybe expand our horizons a little? It's a little more vigorously involved, but I think you can do it. And hey, if we don't like it, we can just go back to the usual. No pressure. Yeah. Touch me. Kiss my neck. You're so good at that. Take my shirt off. Hold on. Let me get my son out of the way. Yeah, just turn him to face the wall. I don't want him to lose his innocence watching his mommy get fucked into a couch. No, he won't hear anything. He doesn't have ears. Now, where were we? Yeah. Climb on top of me. Don't be shy. Take my breath. Put your mouth on my... Just like that. Oh, keep kissing me there. It's just what you usually do, but from another angle. You look so confident and powerful up there. Nervous? Well, you're not letting it show. It's okay, honey. You're going to do just fine. I know it. No, there's no reason to hold back. Go nuts. Fill her up. Full tank unleaded. I want you to trace my lips with your cock, okay? Guide it with your hand. Like that. Up and down. Yeah, I am wet. Does it feel good? Oh, keep kissing me. Okay. You ready? Go on. Oh, yes. Start moving, okay? Whoa, hey. Hey. Sit down for a sec, yeah? Okay. As adorable as it is to see you grunting and testing like that, why don't we slow things down? There's no rush. Yeah. Oh, like that. Let me put my hands on your hips to sort of guide you. Oh, yeah. Slow, long strokes. In and out. Get a rhythm going. Like that. Yes. Now, start going a little faster. Not too much. Just and get used to the feeling. What? Yeah, it feels good. It feels really good. A little faster. It's absolutely okay if you come. Fuck. You're doing so well. Holy fuck. What's that? Oh, yeah. Just like that. Oh, keep doing exactly that. Yes. Oh, you're on to something. Yes. Fuck. Yeah, that's amazing. A little faster. Shit. Kiss me. So good, baby. I'm gonna become really soon. Yes, I am. You're gonna make me come. Yeah, you are. Just keep going. Fuck. Yes. Oh, God. Yes. Oh, fuck. I can't take it. Keep going. I'll bury your face in my neck. Yeah. God damn. Oh my god. I'm gonna. Oh. Fuck. Oh, baby. Come here. What you were doing just then, please commit it to memory. Because, holy shit. You got me from 0 to 100 in record time. Now, I still feel all. No, he didn't come, did you? Are you close though? No. I absolutely still want to feel you come inside me. Just give me a moment to recover. Mm. You have no idea how high you look up there. Okay. Start thirsting again. Yeah, I'm a little sensitive still, but it's definitely not a bad thing right now. Yeah. Oh, just like that. Oh, just like that, Kenny. And don't worry about how long it takes. Just come when you want to come. Oh, God, yes. You spoil me, you know that, right? I mean it. I feel really good right now. And seeing you feel just as good makes me really, really happy. Oh, fuck. I love how hard you feel. Yeah, that angle's really good. Are you close? Yeah, I can tell. Yeah, oh, go faster. Oh, come on. Oh, give it to me. Oh, you want me to count you down? Yeah? Okay. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. 5, 4, 3. You good? 2, 1. Come inside me. Now. There you go. Good boy, good boy, good boy. No. Don't stop. I want you to keep thrusting until you can't pump out a single other drop. Oh, yes. Good boy. That was so good. Hearing you cry out and feeling you shoot into me at the same time is just perfection. So, what was it like? Being on top, I mean. Yeah, pretty exhausting, right? Way more exertion. And controlling the pace becomes your responsibility. Now you know what it's like for me. I'm kidding. You know I love it. Still, I think you have some real talent there. You did such a good job. Keep this up and things could get really exciting going forward. Yeah, that wore me out too. I feel pretty sleepy. I think I'll go to bed once we get our food. Speaking of which, we still need to order. Though, I wouldn't mind staying like this a bit longer. Yeah.